Paragal, Mishnah Gemara, Niblak, the Oipa Tomei, Tricha Machshava, the Hechshav. The Nevela of an Oipa Tomei, of a non kosher bird that dies, required Machshava intent to eat it. Only if you intend to eat it, would it be Makaba Tumatos, and would it be a Rishon Lutuma and become Tomei, like other Ochlin, and you're not allowed to eat the Nevela of an Oipa Tomei. So therefore, if you don't have Machshava to eat it, it would not be considered Oichel, and would not become Tomei like other Ochlin. So only with machshava does it become tamei. So too, only with hechsher would it become tamei. Only if liquid would come into contact with it would it become tamei. That is the din that oichlin only becomes tamei if it has hechsher, if some liquid come into contact with it. Now, even though we have said previously that the nevela of an oichtar, of a kosher bird, does not require hechsher for it to become tamei like other oichlin, but the nevela of an oichtar has a different din. It does require hechsher. And the reason is that the nevela of a kosher bird has a stringency that when you swallow it and it's in your throat, it's metame the begadim that you're wearing, and it also would be metame any begadim or can that you come into contact with while you're swallowing. So therefore, since it has that stringency, it would become tame like other ochlin even without hechsher. As opposed to the nevela of an ov tame, a non-kosher bird that dies does not have that stringency. It's not metame the begadim that you're wearing when you swallow it. So therefore, since it does not have that stringency, it's no different than any other ochlin, and would not become tamei like other ochlin unless it has hechsher. Umetamei tumas ochlin bekaber. If metamei tumas ochlin, if it's the size of a bear, if it's the size of an egg, it would be metamei other ochlin that it came into contact with. If it had become tamei, and then it would come into contact with other ochlin, the other ochlin would become tamei. Ukechati pras lipsol et hagzir. If you have half a pras of the nevel of an ov tamei, half a pras is a bay and a half, or two bays according to some, then it would possible to be, meaning to say that if you eat a bay and a half or two bays of the nevel of an oath tame, your gavia, your body would be tame to eat truma. You would not be allowed to eat truma. And that is a din. If the rabban were geyser that somebody who eats a bay and a half, according to some, two bays of oslin that is tame, he no longer is allowed to eat truma until he has mitar himself, until he immerses himself in the mikvah. This is a din. The rabbanon, and that would be true also by the nevela of an oath tame, somebody who eats a bay and a half or two bays of an oath tame, his gavia, his body would be possible to eat truma until he is mitar himself. This is an isidur rabbanon. Vein ba gazayas the bay tabliyah, and it does not have the din of a gazayas in the bay tabliyah, meaning it doesn't have the din of an oath tar, which a gazayas of an oath tar, if he swallows it, would be mitame the begadim that he's wearing it. That's only by an oath tar, kosher bird. Bay non kosher bird does not have that din. If he swallows a kizayas of a non kosher bird, it would not be mitame the begadim that you're wearing. Va'oichla ain't tall in Harishem. Somebody who eats half a prop of the nevel of an oath tame, that we said, if you eat the half a prop of the nevel of an oath tame, he's not allowed to eat truma. But Harishemish is not required. After he immerses himself in the mikvah, he would be allowed to eat truma, even though nightfall had not yet arrived. And since this tumah is only mitarabana, Harishemish is not required. The ain chayav and alawa, albias mikvah. So too, if you eat half a process of the veil of an oath tumah, and you subsequently enter the base of mikvah, even before you immerse yourself in the mikvah, you would not be chayav kares. The reason being is that the tumah is only mitarabana minatora. He is not tumah at all. Abosorf and alaha as a truma. But if you have a bear of the nevel of an oath tame and it came into contact with truma, the truma would become tame, as the nevel of an oath tame, as we said, would become tame like other oath, and therefore if it would subsequently touch truma, the truma would be tame. Va'eicho Eber Menachai Mimena Ena Sofeg Eshar Ba. Somebody ate an Eber Menachai from an oath tame would not get 40 maafis. He would not be high maafis for eating the Eber Menachai from an oath tame. Somebody cuts off an Eber from a non-kosher bird while still alive and eats it, is not chayav malchus, as the iser of Eber Menachai is only by kosher animal or birds, and not by non-kosher animal or birds. Vein shchitasa mitaharasa, and the shchita of a non-kosher oath would not be mitaret. The first must explain that we're talking about the iser of a ben noach, of a non-Jew, to eat an Eber Menachai. Non-Jew is also not allowed to eat an Eber Menachai. It's one of the Zayin mitzvahs, b'nei noach. And if a non-Jew would shecht an oath tame, and the oath tame was still convulsing, and then he went ahead and ate an Eber from it while still convulsing, he would be chayav mishum Eber min hachai. As a non-Jew is not allowed to eat an animal or a bird, even if it was shechted, as long as it's still convulsing. So therefore, the shechita of an oath tame would not be mitarit for a ben noach while still convulsing. It would have to wait until it stops convulsing. As opposed to a Yisra, that chef's an animal, or a kosher bird, and it's still convulsing, he would be allowed to eat it. It would not be usher Mishum Avram and Achai, but that's for Yisra. But for a non-Jewish, Chita would not be Mitari, and he has to wait until it stops convulsing for him to eat it. Haknafayim v'hanoitza mitamois umitamois umitstarfos. The wings and the feathers of a non-kosher bird would become tummy together with the bird. If it shared, would touch the wings and the feathers, they would become tummy along with the actual bird. And so too, if the bird was tummy and the wings and the feather would come into contact with other eichon, the other eichon would become tummy, and it combined to form a bear together with the oaf tummy. If the actual oaf is less than a bear, but together with the wings and the feathers, it is a bear, it would be mitami other eichon. As that is the din that eichon has to be a bear, has to be the size of an egg in order to be mitami other eichon that it comes into contact with. Now, even though we said by an oaf tar that the confine of the nose to the wings and the feathers are not mitzvah, they do not combine to form a bear. Mefarshim explained that an oaf tummy is different. An oaf tummy is very difficult to find somebody who would be willing to eat it. So therefore, you have to keep it around for a while. So you take the wings and the feathers and uses it to wrap up the bird to keep it fresh until he finds a buyer. And since it is used to wrap up the bird, it is a shomer to the ochel. It protects the ochel, and therefore, since it protects the ochel, it is mistart, but combined together with the ochel to form a bear, to be mitame other ochel that it comes into contact with. Hachartom ba'atipernayim mitamen umitamen umitstarfen. The beak and the claws would become tame along with the oaf tame, and our mitame other ochel along with the oaf tame. So too, they combine with the oaf to form a kabedim mitame other ochel. Now, we're not talking about the actual beak and the actual claw that are jutting out from the basar. They are not roil achil, they are not fit to eat, and would not be makabel tumas ochel. We're talking about the part of the claws that is inside the flesh that's eaten along with the flesh, and we're talking about the flesh inside the mouth of the bird that's under the beak. That is the part of the oaf that we're talking about that we say that is matame along with the actual bird, and we combine with the bird to form a bad matame other ochel. That is the din. That Oakland are only Mitami other Oakland if they are at least the size of a bear, the size of an egg. Sahatar Paragal, Mishnah Dal, Uva Behema. This mission will discuss Tumas Oakland in regards to a Behema. Previous Mishnahs were discussing Ophos, birds. Now we're going to talk about a Behema that was shechted. Ha'or, the Harotev. The hide of the Behema would combine with the buster of the Behema to be Mitami Tumas Oakland. As Oakland, which is Tame, would have to be at least the size of a bear, the size of an egg, to be Mitami other ochlin, and the hide of the behemoth would combine with the basar to form a bear, you know, tame tumas ochlin. And that's only talking about where the hide hasn't been yet totally stripped from the basar. And also the rotum, the gravy of the basar of the behemoth would also combine with the basar to form a bear, you know, tame tumas ochlin. And so too the kifa, the spices, would combine with the basar to be tame tumas ochlin. If all together it was a bear, the alo, a little piece of flesh still attached to the or to the hide of the behemoth too, would combine together with the basar to form a bear of matame other ochlin. Ra'at samos, the bones of the behemoth that have marrow, those bones would combine with the marrow to matame tumas ochlin. If all together it's a bear, it would be matame other ochlin. As the bone is considered a shomer to the marrow inside of it, it guards the marrow inside of it, and a shomer to the basar would combine together with the basar to form a bear. The hagidim, and the sinews of the behemoth would also combine together with the basar to be matame tumas ochlin. Va'karnayim v'hatzlafayim mitstarfin l'tame tumas ochlin avolo tumas nevelos. And so too, the horns and the hooves of the behemoth, the part of the horns and the hooves that are close to the basar, would be considered a shomer, protection to the basar, and therefore would combine with the basar to be matame tumas ochlin, but would not combine with the basar to be metame tumas nevelos. So the behemoth that died is a nevela, and the kezayis of it is metame b'maga uvamasa. If you have less than a kezayis, it would not be metame b'maga uvamasa. None of these things mentioned over here would combine with the basar to form a kezayis to be metame b'maga uvamasa. That all these things mentioned here only combine with the basar as far as tumas ochlin is concerned, but not as far as tumas nevelos is concerned. Kiyosubo. Similarly, we find a distinction between tumas ochlin and tumas nevela. Hashoche behema tmea lenachri vehi mitfar keses. Mitame tumas ochlin avolo tumat nevelos. Ata tamos o atziyatiz ez roshem. A Yisrael who shechts a non-kosher animal for a gut. While the animal is still convulsing, the basar of that behemoth would be metame tumas ochlin, it would be a rishon l'tuma, metame other ochlin, but would not have the din of tumas nevelos, which is a more stringent tuma and avatuma, that's metame b'mago b'masa, unless it died completely, it wasn't convulsing anymore, or if he chopped off its head, then it would be metame tumas nevelos. And while the animal is still convulsing, even though it got would not be allowed to eat it until it stops convulsing. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that the Issa of Eber Menachai applies to a guy as well. And even after it shechted, if it's still convulsing, a guy would not be allowed to eat it. As opposed to a Yisrael, a Jewish person, when a kosher animal shechted, he would be allowed to eat the basar even while it's still convulsing. But a guy cannot eat the basar until it stops convulsing. But in this case, since a Yisrael is the one that shechted it, the basar wouldn't be considered ochlin even before it stopped convulsing, and therefore it's metame tumas ochlin. Even though we're talking about where Yisrael shechted a non-kosher animal, so therefore Yisrael cannot eat it anyway. But even so, since it was Yisrael that shechted it, even before it stopped convulsing, the basar had the din of ochlin, and therefore it's metame tumas ochlin. But it would not be metame tumas nevela until it completely died, until it stopped convulsing, or until he chopped off its head. When his head is chopped off, it's considered completely dead. It would have the din of a nevela, and it would be metame b'maga uvamas. Riba letame tumas ochlin, mimasha riba letame tumas nevelos. There are a lot more cases where basar would be metame tumas ochlin, then there are cases where it's metame tumas nevelos. As tumas ochlin is a less stringent tumah than tumas nevelos, as we mentioned, tumas ochlin is only a regional tumah, while tumas nevela is an avat tumah, and there are more cases where basar would be metame tumas ochlin than there are where basar is metame tumas nevela, as we just mentioned a few cases where the basar is metame tumas ochlin, but not tumas nevela.